Part 10, I the Vine. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. John 15, verse 5. In the previous verse, Christ had just said, Abide in me. He then announced the great, unalterable law of all branch life on heaven and in earth, that it is not of itself, and except it abide. In the opening words of this parable, Jesus had already spoken the words, I am the vine, but now he repeats the words. He would have us understand. Note well the lesson, simple as it appears. It is the key of the abiding life, that the only way to obey the command, abide in me, is to have eyes and heart fixed upon himself. Eyes and heart fixed upon the Lord Jesus. Abide in me, he says, for I am the true vine. Oh, study this holy mystery until you see Christ as the true vine, bearing, strengthening, supplying, inspiring all his branches, being and doing in every branch all that the branch needs. And the abiding will come of itself. Oh yes, gaze upon him as the true vine, until you feel what a heavenly mystery it is and are compelled to ask the Father to reveal it to you by his Holy Spirit. He to whom God reveals the glory of the true vine, he who sees what Jesus is and waits to do every moment, he cannot but abide. The vision of Christ is an irresistible attraction. It draws, and it holds us like a magnet. Listen ever to the living Christ, still speaking to you, and waiting to show you the meaning and the power of his word, I am the vine. How much weary labour there has been in striving to understand what abiding is. How much fruitless effort in trying to attain it. Why was this? Because the attention was turned to the abiding as a work that we had to do, instead of the living Christ, in whom we were to be kept abiding, and who himself was to hold us and to keep us. We thought of abiding as a continual strain and an effort. We forget that it means rest from effort to one that has found the place of his abode. Oh, Christian, do notice how Christ said, Abide in me. I am the vine that brings forth and holds and strengthens and makes fruitful the branches. Abide in me. Rest in me. And let me do my work, for I am the true vine. Jesus said, All that I am and speak and do is divine truth, giving the actual reality of what is said. I am the vine. Only consent to yield yourself to me, and I will do all in thee. And so it sometimes comes that souls who have never been specially occupied with the thought of abiding are abiding all the time because they are occupied with Christ. Not that the word abide is needful. Christ used it so often because it is the very key to the Christian life. But he would have us understand it in its true sense. Come out of every other place. Come out of every other trust, every other occupation. Come out of self with its reasonings and its efforts. Come and rest in what I shall do. Live out of yourself. Abide in me. Know that you are in me. You need no more. Remain there in me. Jesus said, I am the vine. Christ didn't keep this mystery hidden from his disciples. He revealed it, first in words here, and then in the power when the Holy Spirit came down. He will reveal it to us too, first in the thoughts and confessions and desires of these words, and then in the power by the Holy Spirit. Do let us wait on him to show us all the heavenly meaning of this mystery. Let each day, in our quiet time, in our inner chamber with him and his word, each day let our chief thought and aim be to get our heart fixed on him in the assurance. All that a vine can ever do for its branch, my Lord Jesus will do, he is doing for me. Give him time, give him your ear that he may whisper and explain the divine secret. I am the vine. Oh, and above all, remember, Christ is the vine of God's planting, and you're a branch of God's grafting. Ever stand before God, stand in Christ. Ever wait for all the grace from God in Christ. Ever yield yourself to bear the more fruit that the husbandman asks in Christ. And pray much for the revelation of the mystery, that all the love and the power of God that rested on Christ is working in you too. Jesus says, I am God's vine, and all I am, I have from him. All I am is for you, and God will work it in you. Oh, blessed Lord, you are the vine. Oh, Lord, speak those words to my soul. Let them rest deeply in my soul, be absorbed into my heart, into my being, so that I may know all your fullness. Lord, that I may forget self in adoring you, in worshipping before you, in resting, Lord, and abiding in you, so that you will supply all I need to be a fruitful Christian and to bear much fruit to your praise and your glory. Amen.